For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Premarital counseling. As ministers of the gospel, we have a responsibility to present couples who plan to marry with the counsel of the Lord regarding the step they are about to take. The basis of Christian counseling is teaching how biblical truth should be applied to our relationships with others. In a Christian marriage, two individuals enter into the most intimate and sacred relationship possible. Aside from the decision to follow Christ, no other commitment will have as great an impact on their lives. It is our privilege to encourage them as they prepare for marriage. Meeting with an engaged couple gives us an opportunity to personally direct them toward the basics of establishing a good and godly marriage. We should encourage them to make Jesus Christ not only their Savior, but also an integral part of their marriage, the third part of the threefold cord described in Ecclesiastes 4:12. A foundational scripture on marriage is found in Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The principles of leave, cleave, and weave, become one flesh, form the basis for any scripturally successful marriage. Providing counsel with this concept at its core may well make the difference between a couple that seeks to put God's principles first in their marriage and one that bases their marriage on human viewpoints and worldly standards. Bible-based guidance and encouragement sowed early into a couple's life can bear much fruit. Preparing for the sessions. We must depend upon the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as we take up this task, for He has promised to be our counselor and guide. Following are several steps we can take to prepare for effective meetings with couples who are planning to marry. Discuss the matter with fellow pastors. Those who have been pastoring for a number of years will be able to share techniques, resources, and methods that have worked for them. Compile a resource list. There are many good books to recommend to couples who are contemplating marriage. Read through several and make notes of what you like in each book. Some pastors have chosen a favorite and presented it as an engagement gift to a couple at their first session. There are also Christian media presentations which may be helpful. Do online research. Many Christian websites offer materials for Christian couples contemplating marriage. Focus on the Family is one such organization. There are many others. You will find good materials to augment what you plan to discuss with couples. Additionally, you may decide to refer couples to a site where they can access helpful material. Start a file. Train yourself to download or copy and file sermons related to marriage, good articles you come across, notes from other pastors, scriptures and thoughts that come to you in your personal Bible study, and observations about weddings you attend. Eventually, this file will be a great resource. Put together a set of goals. These may include such items as: get to know the couple and help them feel comfortable in communicating with you. Learn the testimony and assess the spiritual maturity of both individuals. Establish the biblical qualifications for marriage and ensure that the marriage is in compliance with civil law. Explain guidelines for marriage in an apostolic faith church. Establish scriptural guidelines for marriage, including roles and responsibilities. Identify individual expectations regarding the marriage. Assess potential problem areas and help the couple plan strategies to cope. Strengthen communication skills. Establish personal, couple, and family goals. Make a list of topics to cover in addressing the goals. Some suggestions are provided below, but you will want to adapt based on the needs of each individual couple. Research the scriptural principles that apply to each topic and note pertinent verses, remembering that our role as pastor is to present what the Bible has to say, not to provide therapeutic counsel. Develop a set of questions to incorporate into your sessions. Some introductory questions are provided in this section, but you may wish to adapt or add to the list. Some pastors request that the couples answer the questions independently and turn in their answers. Comparing the two sets of responses can help you know what aspects to emphasize in your sessions. Outline the meetings. Determine how many sessions will be needed and what you will cover in each meeting. Make notes of what will be required of the couple for each session. As we plan specific sessions, it is important to remember that we must be flexible in our approach. Couples will come to us with all levels of spiritual maturity and a variety of needs. Their personal backgrounds and life experiences will differ. Challenges that are evident and must be addressed in one case may be non-issues for the next couple we deal with. For these reasons, the length and number of sessions, the goals we attempt to reach with each couple, and the techniques or resources we use to meet those goals will vary. We should also be prepared to adapt content as our sessions progress and concerns or potential issues arise. Determining the number of sessions. Good premarital education cannot be packed into a one-week or one-day period. Time is needed for the participating individuals to process the guidelines and principles we review with them. In the Apostolic Faith Organization, we typically do not marry a couple unless we have opportunity to meet with them a number of times over a period of some months. If the couple has a solid spiritual foundation and the basic principles of an effective marriage only need some reinforcement, a few sessions may be sufficient. For couples who face challenges in their relationship or have deeper issues to contend with, the process will take longer. It is unwise to permit a couple to rush through the process or eliminate it entirely unless there clearly are extenuating circumstances. In such cases, we should arrange to meet with the two of them after the wedding ceremony has taken place. Identifying topics to address. Many of the topics we take up in meeting with engaged couples will revolve around the roles, relationships, and responsibilities in a Christian marriage. Most of them should relate directly to the goals established for your sessions. Potential topics include foundation for marriage, roles in marriage, expectations, values and goals, sexuality, finances, extended family, communication, conflict management, family planning, and child rearing. Encouraging discussion through questions. The following questions should provide a springboard for discussion of some of the issues that a couple should address together. We also could consider assigning some of these questions to the couple for discussion outside of our presence. How would you describe a good marriage? Why are you getting married? Are you committed to do everything you can to prevent divorce? In what ways will you demonstrate that commitment? In what ways should your prospective spouse make your marriage a priority? In what ways will you do so? How would you describe the husband's role in a marriage? The wife's role? In what ways will you commit to building a strong spiritual foundation for your marriage? How do you plan to manage sexual temptation before marriage? What three words would you choose to best describe your prospective spouse? What three words would you choose to describe yourself? What do you as a couple want out of life? What are your shared goals? Do you think you have problems in your relationship that need to be discussed before the wedding? What values and traditions do you expect to bring into the marriage? How will you handle differences in these? Do Do you expect or want your prospective spouse to change? If so, in what areas? Were you and your prospective spouse raised with similar backgrounds in such areas as culture, education, spiritual upbringing, etc.? If not, how were they different? How might these differences impact your marriage? Do you have trust issues or feel insecure in the relationship? If so, what steps can you take to resolve these? What will you do if you disagree on an important spiritual or moral issue? Do you feel close to your prospective spouse? Can you share anything without fear or embarrassment? How will you decide if and when you want children? How will you resolve differences of opinion on this matter? How would you describe what you anticipate your parenting philosophy will be? What is your relationship with both sets of parents and extended families? How might this impact your marriage and raising of children? Was your family an affectionate one? How was that affection demonstrated? Presuming the husband is employed, will the wife be employed as well? Will she work while you have young children in the home? How will you ensure your commitment to each other remains strong, even in the face of challenges such as the death of loved ones, stress, or financial issues? What will you do if you have relationship problems that you cannot fix on your own? Where would you turn for help? Do you think you listen to each other well? What steps could you take to improve communication? How will financial matters be handled? How do you feel about credit, and what parameters will you establish as a couple? How do you think your relationship will change after you are married? Many couples do not discuss these issues until after the wedding. However, we should encourage the couples we counsel with to discuss their expectations thoroughly and as early as possible in their engagement. By talking about their personal viewpoints and perspectives early on, they will be alerted to potential pitfalls and learn how to avoid them. In conclusion, we want to take a solidly biblical approach to guiding couples who are approaching marriage, incorporating basic principles regarding how to build an effective marriage without drifting from our scriptural foundation and our faith in an all-sufficient Christ. If the following principles are incorporated into the couple's marriage, they will be well equipped to face the blessings and challenges of married life. Keep God first in your lives. Pray together. Love and respect each other. Communicate effectively. Make time for each other. Protect your marriage vows. Understand that love is a choice. Counsel to ministers. At times, we may be asked to perform a wedding ceremony for a close friend or family member who lives some distance away, or for a member of our immediate family. In these cases, it may be an option to suggest that another pastor in the Apostolic Faith Organization undertake the counseling of the couple.